How does it come out?
I don't know. But, you know, this is so pathetic. I'm sitting there and I'm taking Percocet because I have these weird pains that are apparently gas. And I'm like, I don't know what else to do. Bring me some Gas X, Nick, because Nick has a touch of the gas, so we have that line. And I'm like, I know it isn't in my intestinal tract, but I'm just hoping this will get to it somehow.
Because that's why I'm like, where would it go? Because you can't exactly, like, poot it out or burp.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 113 of the BFO for Tuesday, we decided it was the 8th of July, right? Okay. And joining me today to talk about the listener meet and greet will be the one and only...
Miss Kitty.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Well, y'all, Miss Kitty is sitting right here, and we are both facing the big snowflake. Well, it's not really big. It's the little snowflake microphone. Snowflake.
That would be opposed to the snowball.
Right. And, by the way, Archer has... E-lettered me and told me he was so excited that my new microphone was named a snowflake. So he felt honored. And I only bought it because it was named Snowflake. And because that's his nickname. But y'all, Miss Kitty doesn't want to be on the podcast. But I made him come and sit over here beside me. And it's mainly kind of a... We're going to move it around a little bit. That should make for good podcasting. It's mainly to kind of sort of test how it's going to work and everything like that also. But Miss Kitty, you know, he looks at me, you know, it's like, how many of these things have you done? I said, well, this will be the 113th. And he went, oh, God. And He doesn't understand it. He doesn't get it. And he certainly doesn't understand why the fuck y'all listen. I don't fucking understand why the hell y'all listen. And y'all, after Saturday night, I'm really not understanding a lot. Now, I hope you went over to the BFO and looked at... I was going to say, Miss Kitty doesn't want to do a lot of talking. I assured him that would not be a problem, that I would probably fucking talk the whole time. But... anyway, he's going to offer his insight if I ever shut up. Isn't that right, Miss Kitty?
That would be correct.
Okay. See, and now he's having a sip of a beverage. What kind of beverage are you having?
That would be the good RC Cola.
Well, right, because we couldn't get a Coca-Cola out of the machine here at the Brex Shampoo Palace.
That would be correct.
And so we had to get the RC Cola. But anyway, we... We completed our ablutions and walked over to the mix. It was a nice little stroll, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Nodding doesn't make for good podcasting. But we got there, and Big Fatty had on his kilt. I don't even remember what you had on. You wore jeans?
Jeans and a gray T-shirt, I think.
And it was a little chilly. And we got to the bar, and y'all sitting at the bar, and I spotted him, but I wasn't quite sure if it was him or not. But sitting at the bar in a drunken stupor was Larkin. And Larkin is from Sacramento. And y'all, Larkin had taken the train from Sacramento and arrived in the city around, what did he say, about 2 o'clock or something like that?
That would be the good Amtrak.
Right. And is it Amtrak or is it Caltrain?
I think he said he took the Amtrak.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I didn't ask him that question. But anyway, he began drinking immediately upon arrival, I believe. And he was well lit by the time we arrived at the mix. And so... We're kind of looking around because, you know, everybody knows what Big Fatty looks like. But I really, other than, you know, that little thumbnail picture of you on the listener map, I don't know what the fuck you look like. And, you know, Larkin's picture, he's wearing a hat and he didn't have a hat on. So, anyway, we kind of took over a corner of the bar on the inside. We thought we were going to be out on the patio, but we ended up being inside over in a corner, which seems appropriate. And so Larkin was there, and then who was the next? Oh, then Eric. And what was Eric's friend's name? I can never remember it.
Larry.
Larry, okay. It was, he was a very nice person.
We just couldn't pronounce his name.
It was something like Poppin' Fresh or Grey Poupon or...
Larry.
Or Pan Moon John or something like that. But so he tried to tell me, and he introduced himself to everybody, and I heard it about 15 times, but, it, you know how Big Fatty is whenever it's... It doesn't register your Larry. So Eric and Larry were there, and so they were drinking Miller Lite, I believe. And Eric looked like he was scared to death. Like, he never took his jacket off. I think he was always ready. He's like, oh, my God, get me the fuck out of here. Oh, Lord. And Big Fatty's got on the kilt and everything. So we're chitter-chatting and everything. No, I'm just kidding. Eric and Larry or whomever, who I hope is a new listener now and is going to put himself over on the listener map, we all were sitting there with Larkin, who, did I mention that Larkin had started drinking at 2 in the afternoon? Anyway, and Larkin came from Sacramento, which is about how far?
About 70 miles? 90 miles.
No, about 90 miles, so... And then the next to arrive, I believe, was Anthony. And Anthony comes up and gives Big Fatty a hug and all. And Anthony is just this cheery beep 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 kind of personality. He was just fun. And he immediately wanted to buy Big Fatty a drink, but, well, Big Fatty had a drink, so he went and got himself a beverage, and then came...
He bought the kitty a drink.
Well, no, but you already had a beverage.
Whatever.
Yes, he refilled the kitty's beverage. And then, I believe, Logan came in, and y'all, it was like an old Western. It was the man comes through the swinging doors wearing the black, and he's wearing the black leather jacket and the black pants and the boots and carrying the motorcycle helmet, and he comes up behind me and, Big Fatty. Well, no, he made an entrance, let's just say. And needless to say, the front of Big Fatty's kilt began to...
Rise,
I believe that was the word. Yo, Logan is delicious. Not that Anthony and Larry and Eric and Larkin aren't delicious, but y'all, you know, he had on the leather, okay? And so Logan joined us. And y'all, I didn't think Logan drank, but he sure did have him a Corona, I believe. And then I believe the next to arrive was... Eric West. You know Eric Strait. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yes. Eric West from the Beat San Francisco. He's straight. Although he proclaimed that he's not. And he proclaimed that it was his neighborhood. Now, Eric did buy me a drink later in the evening, and it was nothing but Tanqueray. He forgot the tonic part.
Really?
So he may be correct in that it's his neighborhood. Because the bartender poured for him, but I'm going to tell y'all what, y'all, and by that time, you know, Anthony had said, okay, now, Big Fatty, do like Rob Lindley did when he was here. When you're ready for another drink, just tap on the glass. So I tapped on Miss Kitty's glass, and Anthony was off and bought Miss Kitty another drink, and he bought Big Fatty another drink, and then... I don't remember who else bought it. Well, there are lots of people that bought drinks that evening, as well it should be. And then I believe, let's see, are we leaving anyone out here now?
Yes.
Well, right, but then came Miss Melinda.
And she was escorted by
Her husband. And we're having an argument because Miss Kitty, what do you think Miss Melinda's husband's name is?
Chris.
And Big Fatty thinks it's Michael. And we're not quite sure which it is. By the way, Miss Kitty has a cold, and I believe he's given it to me because now I have the snotty nose. But anyway, how did you get that cold, by the way?
I kissed someone.
Oh, Lord. But Miss Melinda arrives, and I mean, she became the princess of the pack, if you will.
Don't forget that she was escorted by someone else.
Oh, she was escorted by her husband, Chris or Michael, and Chris or Michael's brother.
Stephen. But he prefers to be called Steve.
Right, but Chris or Michael was known as Miss Melinda's husband, and Steve or Stephen was known by Big Fatty as Miss Melinda's husband's brother, which he didn't really care for, but I told him it was an honor to have a moniker like that. And he didn't really buy that.
That was just MMHB.
MMHB. But anyway, and I believe that's all that had arrived before we had the drawings. We had some prizes that we gave away. Miss Kitty drew some names out of a hat, and there were some T-shirts and I don't want to say too much about what it was, and some magnetic items. Because, you know, there may be some of these items at a meet and greet in the Palm Springs. And, you know, we don't want to ruin the surprise, even though that's what we do best here, is ruin things. But speaking of surprises, after the giveaways and all, and y'all, the beverages just kept flowing. And it got to the point where Big Fatty he had them lined up. I mean, it was like at Atlanta Airport. I had taken a sip and there was another one waiting. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, y'all are trying to get me drunk. And they all nodded yes. And then y'all, Big Fatty got surprised when Joe arrived. Now, y'all, we had no idea fucking Joe was arriving. And we had no idea Joe even listened. We had no idea who the fuck Joe was. He just comes up and says, "Hi, Big Fatty. I'm Joe." And I went, "Well, hi, Joe. Who the fuck are you?" You know. And Joe was a sweetheart.
He was.
And soon after Joe arrived,
Joe took me out for a smoky treat.
That's right. He did share the smoky treats with
you. He did.
Right. And soon after Joe arrived, the Nip arrived, which we were both really surprised by that.
True.
We didn't expect him to show up.
Because he's usually so depressed, he doesn't go anywhere.
Well, and I believe Miss Melinda had a diagnosis for the Nip.
Something to the effect that if the Nip had been her son, she thought he probably should be institutionalized.
Well, we think that also.
Though. Yes.
And he doesn't listen to this, so it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. So, but let's see, but I thought everyone got along quite swimmingly together. Now, I will say that I did cause a controversy. Big Fatty ruined it. He suggested that Miss Melinda's husband, whose name is...
either Chris or Michael.
It's probably neither one of them. We both fucked it up. But I suggested that he buy Miss Melinda another beverage because on his little card that I wrote, keep Miss Melinda over-beveraged. Oh, Lord, there's some kind of noises going on outside here at the Breck Shampoo Palace. And he was hungry. And I understand that when men get hungry, they're ready to do it, okay? But he bought her a beverage because she was with the fat one, and then he went and got him some Mexican food, and he felt better. But then he got a little poopy, so he went back to the hotel with the children. And
well, we know why he really went back to the hotel.
Why is that?
Because there was leafy green vegetable matter there.
Oh, Lord, I don't know if we should be saying that, but anyway. but anyway, the evening progressed. Miss Kitty excused himself. By the way, Bob Miss Kitty is a man. Botched that straight, Bob, down in Australia. Miss Kitty is indeed a man. Aren't you?
I think so.
Okay, do you want to verify that? Yes, he is a man, straight Bob. Okay. And basically, everybody, we left there. What time did I get back to the room?
Wasn't terribly late. 1:30?
1:30 or so. And Logan escorted Big Fatty back to the Breck Shampoo Palace, because Big Fatty had had a beverage or two. And, y'all, we walked hand in hand. We walked hand in hand on Market Street. But we took Larkin with us and dropped him off at another bar because, you know, the night was young for him. And, y'all, after I got back to the room, Miss Kitty, would you like to say what went on?
You passed out.
Oh, okay. And evidently I left the door open.
Yeah, we slept all night with the door open.
Well, it wasn't, like, wide open.
No,
it was just
cracked.
Okay. And the next day, y'all, I received the following two voice letters, and I believe these are from Anthony and from Joe.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Joe. I just met you at the Mix in San Francisco. It was great meeting you. I had fun, and I will always and forever be your popper whore. Keep up the great work. Love the show. Bye.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. And y'all, Joe mentioned that he will always be my popper whore because, you know, Big Fatty had to pull out the poppers just to prove that he had them with him. And I believe Joe was the only one that did the hit of poppers with Big Fatty. And he was like, woo, Big Fatty! You know, so it was quite the event. And then I had this phone call from, and I think this is Anthony, even though he doesn't say who it is, but I believe it's Anthony.
Hey, Big Fatty. Just wanted to tell you that I made it home safely with the boyfriend, and well, you made it safely to the Bex Motor Lodge.
Oh, establishment.
That's from the boyfriend. So, I'll see you soon for later updates, okay? Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Anthony. Y'all, it is Anthony because he did share a story with Big Fatty about how he and his boyfriend met, and it did involve the Breck Shampoo Palace. But I won't go into the details. I'll let Anthony perhaps call in one day, and or maybe Anthony would like to be on the gays and tell how he and his boyfriend met and how the Breck Shampoo Palace was involved in that. And right now he's probably going, I can't believe he fucking said that. But well, Kitty, I'm gonna shut up now and I'm gonna let you just kind of tell everybody what you thought of the meet and greet.
It was a fabulous experience. Matter of fact, I can't believe that all those people from varied backgrounds listen to you. It's just unbelievable. But they were really wonderful people. And
well, Kitty, the time has caught us, so there's the music. How about that? It's just like Big Fatty to not to let the kitty really talk. But y'all, Anthony drove like 75 miles. Larkin came on the train from Sacramento. Logan lives over in East Bay. Miss Melinda and her husband live 2 miles south of the Oregon border. Steven, the brother-in-law, he lives in Orange County. Oh, and Eric and Larry, well, they're just about a half a block away. And Eric West, he was just up the hill, as they say. And is that everybody? Joe. And I don't know where Joe's sort of local, but anyway, I've probably fucked it up. But you know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to have an episode of The Gays for you. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.